Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. Wonderful because I received many phone calls asking for prayer for their Muslim friends, and we were able to do ministry together, and I am excited that many people are listening. Okay, so now continuing on the important topic that Jesus referred to himself as the Son of God in a unique, absolute, and exclusive terms. Remember that. For example, Jesus said, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Wow. I love it. When we love Jesus and obey his teaching, he comes and make his home within our hearts and lives, and we are blessed by his presence and God's presence. If Jesus were nothing more than a human being or just a prophet, he would have been committing blasphemy when he said, and I am going to quote to you now, John 5, verses 22 to 23, "The Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." Through these words, Jesus declared clearly who he is. Another powerful words of Jesus reveals who he is. Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? Believe me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. You read these words in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 14, verses 9 to 11, because John recorded the words of Jesus. He was eyewitness of Jesus' life and actions and words. My friend, it is important that we share with our Muslim friends a very clear example that demonstrates Jesus' claim to be the unique Son of God. Parable of the tenants and the vineyard. You find it in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Luke, chapter 20. Jesus teaches a crowd of people about God the Father and himself. Okay, let me read what we read in the Gospel of Luke. "A man planted a vineyard, rented it to some farmers, and went away for a long time. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants so they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. He sent another servant, But that one also, they beat and treated shamefully and sent away empty-handed. He sent still a third, and they wounded him and threw him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my son, whom I love, and perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. "This is the heir," they said. "Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? Jesus is asking. He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When the people, the religious leaders at the time, heard this, they said, "God forbid." You can read this parable in the Gospel of Matthew also, Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33-43. What is the interpretation of this biblical parable? The characters in this parable of the tenants and the vineyard are identified as follow. The owner of the vineyard represents God the Father, who planted the vineyard. Okay, are you with me? The owner of the vineyard represents God the Father, who planted the vineyard. The landowner's son is Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The vineyard is the nation of Israel. The tenants are the Jewish religious leaders at the time. The landowner's servants are the prophets sent to the nation of Israel. What is really Jesus' message in this parable? Jesus presented himself as the son sent from the owner of the vineyard. Those tenants, farmers in charge of tending the vineyard, killed the owner's son. The Jewish leaders understood what Jesus was saying, that he was applying this story directly to them and pointing at them as the tenant farmers in his story. We read in Luke chapter 20, verse 19 in the gospel, the teachers of the law and the chief priests looked for a way to arrest him immediately, because they knew he had spoken this parable against them, but they were afraid of the people. That's what we read in the gospel. Clearly, Jesus' parable teaches that God the Father sent many prophets to the people of Israel to ask them to produce the good fruit of righteousness, but the Jewish leaders rejected the prophets and mistreated them. Then God the Father sent his only beloved son, Jesus. However, the Jewish people rejected him as well and killed him. Jesus went to the vineyard in submission to the Father's will. We'll continue next week, God willing. But for right now, the most important thing for you, my friend, is to know that when you open your heart to Jesus and invite Jesus to come into your heart and repent of your sins and believe in who Jesus is and what he has done for you, you will enjoy God's presence in your heart and in your soul. And you will be very, very happy. Man, what else do you want more than God's presence in your life now and forever? Please repeat this prayer after me if you decided to put your faith in Jesus. God, thank you for your love. Thank you for sending Jesus to reveal who you are. God, I believe in Jesus that he paid the penalty for my sins through his death and resurrection. Jesus, come into my heart. Make your home in my heart. I want to follow you. I want to believe in you. I want to become God's child. I repent of my sins, God. I want to live close to you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you and send you a free book and perhaps give you any advice that I can. Rest of my audience, remember, God brought us together as one family. It doesn't matter your Christian background. We are God's children and we have the same Heavenly Father. And we have the Word of God, and God wants us to serve him together to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy his love and salvation. If your church needs a speaker, let me know. I might be able to do it to equip the church to share Jesus effectively with her neighbors, including Muslims. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.